Ah. CUNY Radio, my name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. Did you miss me? Did you? You know this is the rap podcast that you need in your life. You know this. In today's show, it's going to be nothing short than a great show, man. Why? How? We got some catching up to do. That's right. It's just you and I. And we are going to get to some of the things that are shaking up the music industry right now. Now, I don't ask for much, but can you please, because you know I'm about to ask you for something. Please, like the episodes, leave a comment, a five-star rating, whatever you may think is fair, but most importantly, share the episode, because you and I are part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. I need your help. If you're listening to this podcast, I probably got your map, but if you don't want me all up in your phone, stalking you, do yourself a favor, subscribe for notifications. Follow your boy on the gram, of course, at Cool University. And any artists want to get their music on here, if it's dope, if it's fly, send it to cooluniversity@gmail.com. I'll take a peek at it, maybe. How are you? How you doing? I hope today has been good to you. Like it's been good to me. You know, last time we spoke, lost another brother, man. We'll get into that later, of course. As for me, new little guy, man, has been it's been driving me, man. He's been whipping me, man. I think he's trying to take me out. I can see it in his eyes, man. That energy, man. That boy energy is different, man. My daughter trying to help me out. She be trying. Daddy be here struggling. But I think he's trying to take me out, man. I think he knows. He's like, yo, old man, this is my shit. Move it or lose it. You understand? But you know, I just hope everything is okay with you. It's been a while since I've got a chance to speak to you. And I'm super hyped because it is a lot of freaking music out, man. Nasty Nas just dropped, man. Yeah, he did. 4 albums. In like 2 years. Kind of goes against the myth, right? Of Nas with hard work, huh? To all you haters. KD3, King's Disease 3 on Mass Appeal, Independent in the House. Can you believe this is his 16th studio album? Nas has really, really been around. And can he still have things to say? 4th with Hit Boy, man, who's been putting in a lot of production work this year himself, linked up with The Game on the Drillmatic record, produced some work for Beyonce on Renaissance, on YG's I Got Issues, and Snoop Dogg's back on Death Row. So Hit-Boy has been extremely active in the streets, man. They've been talking all week about this Nasty Nas. So let's get to it. I brought something. It's called Done of King's Disease 3. It should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
Queensbridge, baby, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Not niggas I really met through music shit. It be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long story so fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions. Nightmares of the cast, thoroughbred surviving, you know. Welcome home, Ronnie Bumps, and love to call it. That boss ordered us lobster tails late night in 40. We was out there trying to rid the stress. Had a beat tape from Stretch, rest. Black tech, black vest, to match the dark aura. We hit the city deep in the Explorer. Looking at the source, wish I was the cover story that was coming shortly. Cars back then had broad packed in. Rest in peace of you good men, the God Star Kim. I pop a bottle, we not promise tomorrow. Showing love is the motto. Flicks a cowboy hat, strapped like desperados. They lit, went out the chamber, no iron fired in a vegetative state. When that man China died, stomped out on 12th Street. Memory fails me, heard homie was a real G. That's what they tell me, I was the one to run through the functions. No funny acting, and it was me that introduced many to money bags and Grandmaster Vic, the DJs, Disco Twins. From the towers to Promenade, host a party up in Starless. They know Queens in the house. No beef for rivals, they playing Ether or Tidal. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text Hover like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing. I had to hold it down for Queens, cause I overvalue fiends. Shout to Brooklyn all between. Hoods be overlapping, subways be stacked. And I ain't been on a train in decades, and I can still hear the wheels on the tracks. Feel the beat break, serial deface for Jakes. A license to carry still ain't safe in New York State. There's still a lot of ways to manage the life expectancy average. The future of our next generation ain't been established. Conflicted by some of the same patterns that had us. Money and social status, tell me what really matters. So who are you when they turn off all the cameras? With me, you know the answers. Go ask Tony Bennett. Terrace on the Park, they gotta know. DJ Clue, Envy and Camilo. Where are my most beautiful queens in the house? When you see me at awards or a popular place, I see chains shining, I wanna stock it over my face. Coordinated, try to see me by some popular names. For a second, I'm on some shit like it was back in the days when dudes would really put that thing onto your ribcage and pull a switchblade, do anything. It's the bridgeway, but I ghost through, roll through, just sold out the O2. Piece on my neck in a high-tech polo suit. Drove down Van Wyck, Coliseum and Stan Smith's. Tan Blick in the desert, brick town where my mans live. Not niggas I really met through music shit. It be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long story so fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions. Nightmares of the cast, thoroughbred surviving, you know. It's no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I'm on some shit, boy. Make it a classic tonight. That money getting burrowed by that action, that's right. Thunderous,
what up, Thunny Thun Thun?
Mad Thunderous,
okay now.
Manhattan keeps on making it,
yeah.
Brooklyn keeps on taking it,
yeah.
Bronx keeps creating it,
yeah.
And Queens keep on caking it.
Shouts to the West Side, to the Sixth Borough, Far Rock, South Side and North Side.
Queens in the house.
Yeah, that is Nas, production by Hit-Boy. Done, man. Off of this third installment, that's right, KD3, King's Disease 3. Oh boy, Nas, man, Nas, Nas, Nas. Third time's a charm, man. I knew what it was. I knew it was on when I heard him shout out Bravehearts earlier in the record. I knew exactly what it was. As a whole, I gotta say, conceptually, really rich. Lyrically sharp. Nas was extremely sharp here. And what's so interesting is he's managing to capture this kind of feeling of being so big and larger than life, but very down to earth at the same time. Him and Hit Boy, boy. They also found kind of another New York sound, you know, did an amazing job like recreating nostalgia, but not like in a fake kind of cheesy, just 90s beat-esque kind of vibe. This felt really good. So many lessons and gems shared. I didn't think I could really feel any more special than what Nas has already given me over time. This one right here definitely tops the second. And I want to see if this album is in talks. Smart move to drop it fourth quarter, so it's fresh in the mind as the voting of the year's best records come into play. Shout out Nasty Nas, go stream that. All right, of course, on a more serious note, last time we spoke, since the last time we spoke, you know, rapper Takeoff was murdered and things of that nature. Service has already been concluded. Freak accident stuff, man, you know, wrong place, wrong time kind of thing. You know, Jay Prince and those guys are being, you know, looked at for, you know, maybe, I don't know, some recklessness or of the sort. But I wonder what happens with the group. I want to know, you know, what do you think would be the best thing to happen here? Do you think Quavo just continues to do his thing solo, take a little break for a while, because, you know, I'm sure his mental's a little, you know, all over the place right now. Offset, I'm sure, is in a bad place too, you know, because it wasn't right at the time. What do you want to see? Do you want to see these two members get back and do some music in nephew's honor? Or do you just want to see two solo careers, you know, both of them just go on and to be successful. I'm real curious about that. But once again, another brother lost. And I really wish we can do better. You know, the internet is all on it. So I'm pretty sure we will have some real answers coming up shortly. There's a lot of footage that they had from around the event. You know, people in their phones, you know, people getting help, we filming, but maybe the film is help. So I know some answers will be served up for us in the meantime. I want to get back to some more music, man. Young Blue just dropped. Yeah, remember that guy? No. Tantra, Empire. I realized there's a change in the imprint from the last album. I wonder what's going on with that. I don't know if it's the Boosie stuff, but definitely a different imprint than just the previous album before, unless that was, you know, the obligations were fulfilled to himself. But the last album peaked at number 12, so I know he is trying to capitalize. And he's definitely someone that flies under the radar, even though he has worked with some of the most popular artists in the business. You know, he gets decent radio play. I'm talking about features from Drake, features from Chris Breezy. That's right off the rip. But his name doesn't usually get brought up when it comes to the top acts in the game. I think this album right here just may change a lot of outlook here. The song that I brought to you, I don't know if it was for you or for me or for the culture, but I brought this song here because it's sensitive. It samples the late great Darkman X and his record, How's It Going Down? So you know, if you're a person like you and I, you know, people like us that do things like this, you know what that song, How's It Going Down, means to you and I. You know how much it means to the culture. It's something that if you're going to touch, I don't know, you got to really do the right thing with it. I'm going to let you be the judge. This new record right here is off Young Blue's new album, Tantra, and it's called What Type of Games? Should be played at loud volume only. Get your opinion when I come back. CUNY Radio.
What type of games being played? How's it going down? It's on to the star that I got to know now. Is you with me the what? Think I'm trying to get me enough.
Type of games been played, how's it going down? All until it's gone and I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Like I'm tryna give me enough. Honey's tryna give me the butt, what? I'm politicking with this chicken, wonder if I'm a creeper. Lil' hood rat bitch, took us to the mall and got some sneakers. You lied to me, told me your name was Keisha. Can't trust a bitch, but damn, I'm tryna freak her. That dick gon' knock you out like anesthesia. I know that pussy so tight. Looking at that ass make me wanna do something tonight. And I know right when I see right. Shawty look like she tired. What type of game? Type of games been played. How's it going down? All until it's gone and I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Like I'm tryna give me enough. Honey's tryna give me the butt. What type of games been played? How's it going down? All until it's gone and I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Like I'm tryna give me enough. Honey's tryna give me the butt. If I ever told you that I love you, then I mean it. No, she a demon. On the road, that pussy got me fiending. Hey, what's the meaning? We can reconvene at your convenience. Go back to my apartment, I go hard, I won't be lenient. Like she went to Harvard, she gon' give me brain like she a genius. My phone keep ringing, it's you again. Can't believe that I'm fucking with you again. Leave a voicemail, baby, it's blue again. She don't answer, I leave a message like, what the fuck? What type of games have been played? How's it going down? Zone till it's gone, and I got to know now. Is you with me? I'm just tryna give me enough. Cause honey's tryna give me the butt. Type of games been played, how's it going down? All until it's gone and I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Like I'm tryna give me enough. Honey's tryna give me the butt. What?
It's all lie. All I want is you. Baby, all lie.
All I want is you. I'm fucked up when you not around. Handle my business out of town. When I get back, you know it's going down. He ain't know what he had, I found you in the lost and found. Yeah. Say he had you scratched out, lost a couple pounds. Yeah. Just out of script,
that's your kid's daddy. I ain't gon' fuck him up and put him in that big caddy. But let him know, I'm planting seeds so a flower can grow. Can't see nobody else, cause you what I want. And it's one of those nights. I need sexual healing. Can you come through and make an appearance? And stop disappearing. New Maybach with the power steering. We flow when we ride. You gotta tell me you love me. I know what's inside. What type of games have been played? How's it going down? Oh, until it's gone and I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Like I'm trying to give me enough. Honey's trying to give me the buzz. What type of games have been played? How's it going down? Oh, until it's gone and I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Like I'm trying to give me enough. Honey's trying to give me the buzz. What?
All I want is you. All I want is you. Type of games.
CUNY Radio. That was Young Blue off his new album, man. Tantra. What type of games? Tough song to touch, right? I want to know what you think. Do you think he did an amazing job recreating that nostalgia that you and I both love and cherish from DMX? Or do you think it was a failed effort? Hit me up, man. Let me know. But as for the project, man, very versatile artist, I can say. He goes in and out of, you know, rap into a literal full sing. I can appreciate that. I can appreciate the risk taking as well. Of course, the song like I just played for you, no one should take that. No one. But I can appreciate the attempt, I guess, right? You know, I don't want to admit that I'm getting old, and that song still feels very new to me. I guess it's old enough to be sampled, and I don't know how I feel about that on many ends, but I can appreciate that for real. Features from some big stars again. Favio, who I wish they would allow Favio to do other things instead of just vampiring him the whole time. Just vampire him and take his sass. Like, can he just be an artist instead of when I want a drill song, I want this artist? That's neither here nor there. Features from Nicki Minaj as well. Their song came out a little earlier, doing big numbers. Kelly Rowland, even French Montana. But in one word I could use to describe this project, it would be colorful. There's pop sounds. There's, you know, real drill sounds. There's real drill sounds. There's trap sounds. Just really more flexible than the last one. Where I just heard Future, and only one song where I hear Future. Sneaky entry, man. Sneaky entry this week. Young Blue, Tantra. Let me know what you think. All right, man. Well, you know, we gotta talk about a little bit of news. A third suspect. Yeah, man. Here we go. Yeah, rap Law and Order times. You ready? A third suspect has been indicted in connection with the death of Young Dolph. Now, we all know the Memphis rapper was gunned down in his hometown last November. 43-year-old Hernandez Govan was indicted on charges of first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Now, the other two suspects, Justin Johnson and Cornelius Smith, were arrested just days after the crazy shooting, but both men were also hit with charges of first degree murder and attempted first degree murder. But this man, who is 20 years their senior, apparently was the mastermind. Said that he had been plotting. Well, they're saying he had been plotting since the summer before to do this heinous act. And was shooting a mugshot of this guy, man. Scary. Looks like he's evil. Looked like he was just doing some evil shit. So they get to digging, of course. They go back 2 decades. This guy's got charges involving drugs, weapons, assault charges. I think he beat up his lady a time or two. Said to have once lived down the street from these young boys, probably paid them not enough to handle it, talk them into it, crash dummy them out. Now, a week after the rapper's death, the Memphis police said they found that white Mercedes that was used in the 1100 block of Bradley Avenue, which is South Memphis, I believe. According to these court documents, Gavin's last known address is also in the 1100 block of Bradley Avenue. Jesus, oh, you gotta smarten up, guy. What's even more interesting is that this man has a daughter who was a rapper, and she was gunned down just a couple of months ago. And of course, the world is trying to figure out if this was related. I wouldn't check that in music. Her name was Lotta Cash Desto. I checked out her music. Pure gun talk. Go figure. Hernandez left a tweet. I think I cursed you, Destiny, with my lifestyle. I apologize, baby. Well, decisions, decisions, my brother. I should have thought about that prior. Govan, Johnson, and Smith have already been charged with first degree, as I said before. But this guy is now facing the top conspiracy vibes as well, man. I don't know. I never want to wish harm on anybody or jail or death, but you know, it is what it is, right? Let's move on, man. Now, what I'm about to move on to, please, I want you to know that this was not intentional, okay? But I did have to speak about it, so sorry for this transition. But Glorilla just dropped. Anyway, life is great. CMG, man, come on, man. Gotti, man, out here manifesting goals, man. Coming to boss with the records. Manifested Angela Simmons on his arm. Speak things into existence, youngsters. It could be you too. But also, like I said, putting out these magic artists. Listen, you know, Shorty has made a big time splash. Glorilla has made a big impact so far on the industry. Won some BET Hardware for her song FNF. That's going to go on my list of the top songs of this year, and she's definitely my front runner for Rookie of the Year. Listen, man, debut album, Large Expectations. I brought you something. It's called and it's right here on CUNY Radio.
They don't wanna see no gangsta bitches win. We're the industry, and fucked up, let these gangsta bitches in. They say my 15 minutes up, I'm only 15 minutes in. Before they ever catch me sleeping, I'ma slide a spin again. Like, said I was done with dude, we back at it again. Said he couldn't get no ass no more, I'm looking back at it again. Like, been making money, I ain't trying to make no friends. And if you did it, gotta stand on it, ain't making no means. On the kind. Had to hit him with the shout out to Cali, I'm in Cali, I'm not like Kush candy, when he eat it, he go dum-dum. Like, put some boots, I snatch a nigga up with no ass. He telling me he love me, do the mother bitch know that? He say he love me, told him he can tell it's hold it. And I really just be babbing, I don't see why they be so mad. They say they the gang, but I don't know him, then it's blasphemy. Hotel in Miami, getting back shots on the balcony. Black niggas like they bitches red like a little battery. Money making cutie, I'm a gangsta nigga fantasy. They don't wanna see no gangsta bitches win. We're the industry, and fucked up, letting these gangsta bitches in. They say my 15 minutes up, I'm only 15 minutes in. Before they ever catch me slipping, I'ma slide a spin again. Like, said I was done with dude, we back at it again. Said he couldn't get no ass no more, I'm looking back at it again. Like, been making money, I ain't trying to make no friends. And if you did it, gotta stand on it, ain't making no means. On the kind. Got no BBL, a bitch, you must be thick or something. Pussy fat as hell, they thinking it's a dick or something. He asked me where I'm at, he must think I'm his bitch or something. Trying to put me on your friend, he must be rich or something. I ain't in these bitches' beef, I'm in my motherfucking prime. Told him leave me out, don't want no parts, and I'm not taking sides. I wonder how my ex doing, wonder if they still alive. Probably somewhere in my DM, comes some motherfucker trying.
And they be talking shit about Krishan, my ass get fucking quiet.
A lot of hoes in a toxic situation, they just keep it private. They don't wanna see no gangster bitches win. Well, the industry done fucked up, letting these gangster bitches in. They say my 15 minutes up, I'm only 15 minutes in. Before they ever catch me slipping, I'ma slide and spin again. Like, said I was done with dude, we back at it again. Said he couldn't get no ass no more, I'm looking back at it again. Like, been making money, I ain't trying to make no friends. And if you did it, gotta stand on it, ain't making no amends.
On the kind.
Man, that was Glorilla, right here on CUNY Radio. First solo effort, man. Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. I went into this project with no expectation myself, just kind of for a good time. And that was kind of it. You know, I love her transparency. She's super tough, tough as nails. I love how tough she is. I did feel she was a tad off beat at times. I'm not gonna lie, sorry, Glow. And while it almost sounded like one big song, like each record sounded very, very similar as far as production was concerned. As an artist, I kind of would like, you know, to see something different, but I can appreciate her young, wild, and freeness. And I'm thinking, okay, something strange also hit me is that she's out here really doing gangster rap, but she's not killing anybody on the tracks. It's crafty. It's gangster, but it's not, it's more free, you know, not shooting nothing, ain't killing nothing, but it's really young, wild, and free Memphis shit, and I love it. Go stream that, Glorilla. Anyway, life's great. Listen, I gotta talk to you about some things that your boy got going on. Yes, sir. First things first. I'm trying to work out, I'm trying to get myself together. No, that's not what I want to say. Like, so what? I don't care. No, man, my article, Top 5 Albums of the Third Quarter, is out with Music Industry Long Island. Great online publication. This is my second article with them. I'm really excited. I got a chance to talk about my top 5. And I want you to look at it before I come on here yapping. Eventually, I'm going to give it to you. But I really want you to go check that out. Music Industry Long Island. I'm trying to get my right on, guys. I've been working, writing on my blog, A Cool Ass Blog, as well. So there's a bunch of articles that you can catch. That A Cool Ass Blog is going to be at cooluniversity.com. So you can check that out there. But my top 5 article of the third quarter, please, Music Industry Long Island, shout out Slim, shout out Shay, the whole Music Industry Long Island team. I look forward to you reading that. All right, man, WizKid, man. WizKid just dropped More Love, Less Ego, Starboy Entertainment, RCA Records, RCA with another big one. Shout out RCA, sneakily putting artists at the top. His last record had heat on it, had the numbers. I believe he's one of your favorite artists' favorite artists. I mean, his music is familiar. He's getting all the features from everybody top notch. So you know that they know when it comes to the Afrobeat sound, this guy is running the first leg of the race. Took me a little time to tap in, but I brought something with me. It's called Flower Pads, and it should be played at Loud Volume Only, CUNY Radio.
This one's nasty.
Este me gusta.
I've been waiting for the day. That's it, like you like go kill me. That's it, your body go kill me. But I just don't like to be lonely. Don't let's spend the night alone. Don't let's spend the night alone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Use your IKB super bless me.
I know. Girl, now your mother do me pass, oh. Girl, me the mother no go cast, oh. Run up on your body, do the dash, oh.
Girl, something when you guys know.
Girl, I love your body, baby, pass, yo. Play it on your body like piano. Baby, girl, I love your body, pass, yo. Oh, oh.
Girl, I can really make you wait. Girl, I can really make you sweat. Baby, girl, I like your body, this. Girl, I can really make you wait. I can really make you sweat. Baby, wrap your legs around my neck. Girl, I can really make you.
Baby, tell me how we got speed. I got many things if you ask me. But love me, don't make you rush me. I make we leave if you must leave. See this matter done, they pass me. Boss many things for your loving. But love me, don't make you rush me. Have this night for your love if you ask me. Like, don't. When you call up, make a day, I go do, do, do. Every day and every night, oh. Make we connect to the morning time. You dey dance, I be spend down. Your body ginger. Call me your doku spend down. As the DJ dey spin on. For your love, spend my D-ram.
Girl, I can really make you wait. Girl, I can really make you sweat. Baby, girl, I like your body this. Girl, I can really make you wait. I can really make you sweat. Baby, wrap your legs around my neck. Girl, I can really make you.
I know. Girl, now your matter do me pass, yo. Girl, me the matter no go cast, yo. Run up on your body, do the dash, yo. Girl, something when you guys know. Girl, I love your body, baby, pass, yo. Play it on your body like piano. Baby, girl, I love your body, pass, yo. Oh, oh.
Girl, I can really make you wait. Girl, I can really make you sweat.
Baby, wrap your legs around my neck.
Girl, I can really make you wet. Girl, I can really make you wet. Girl, I can really make you sweat.
Baby, wrap your legs around my neck.
Girl, I can really make you.
Show your money for me. Send my money for you.
Yo te puedo mostrar unas cositas. Si tuviera la oportunidad. Sentir, me excitas, me mojas, me encantas. Si solo supiera las cosas que te harían privado, uy.
WizKid Flower Pads, right here on CUNY Radio. Woo, man. Woo, man. WizKid, he stays with one. So I'm gonna be real with you. I've never really listened to a full project of him. It was a little too Afro beats for me, but now my job has changed and now I'm listening to the whole thing. You know, the last joint had that monster single apparently. But this right here comes 10 years after his first single. So it felt really good. I love the vibe, more of a summer vibe than a beginning of winter. Now, these kinds of albums can be worked on tour for months and months, so it could be a little forecasting the way they, you know, he could be living the top of the album, you know, by the time summer rolls back in around, you know, these type of sounds can be stretched out a long, long time. I think the songs were well written. I think they did a really good job mixing his native dialect in with the English language and kind of staying true to what his brand is culturally, but also, you know, us Americans, we don't want to change too much. So a lot of the words and phrases are still in with the English language as well. So I think that's going to help him out big time. He sounds good with the auto-tune, not overly drowned. I think he's a bridge sound, you know, because what he's doing is he's bringing people like Skilly Bang, Shenseea, even a Skepta, you know, a grime representer, into the fold, and now showing that they can do other sounds, mixing reggae, mixing the grime, mixing this Afro beats sound. Also had a Don Toliver record on their fire, and I think he could advance the sound. I really think he could advance the sound. I want to say rather versatile, considering it's one consistent vibe, but it sounds really, really smooth to vibe to. What do I know? Please go take yourself, go stream all of these projects. Nas, King's Disease 3. You gotta stream Glorilla, Anyway Life is great. You gotta stream Tantra by Young Blue, and you also have to stream this WizKid project. It is necessary. All right, listen, man. I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. You can find me on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. I play it cool, man. Really, really, really good music. You really got to come check me out. Good news, if you can't catch that show live, the replays of the Play It Cool show are available on SoundCloud. You cannot miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. I need your address, guys. I need it. If you would like to receive the Cool newsletter, special articles written by yours truly, as well as playlists and show updates, I need that address. Shout out to my guy, Cigars and Whiskey Pod. Their episodes drop every Tuesday. All right? I'm just there to press record. Follow your boy in the gram at Cool University, of course. And please subscribe for episode notifications. So from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly.